The program is Soul Healing Miracles through Love, Peace, and Harmony. So each week we have a different theme, and sometimes the themes continue on from one week to the next week. And today we're going to continue on with the theme from last week, which was to heal the wood element. So we are using wisdom from traditional Chinese medicine that has at least a 5,000-year history, and in that 5,000 years, many, many successes, and a great deal of wisdom. With each one of the elements, there are certain aspects or characteristics, qualities, whatever, no, not qualities, that's really not correct. But there are characteristics and different aspects of healing that go with the particular element. And so today we're going to be continuing to focus on the wood element. And in traditional Chinese medicine, the charts that I have seen for one of the cycles, the wood element is the first one that is listed. And to my way of thinking, that makes a lot of sense. It's growth, it's life. And the wood element has an authority organ, and that authority organ is the liver. Its partner organ is the gallbladder. And many people might not know this, but the liver is actually a very, very large organ in our body. And it's on the right side of our body, but it starts almost at the midpoint of our body and then moves over towards the right side and wraps around the back a little bit. So it really is a very, very large organ. And sort of tucked in under the liver towards the front is the gallbladder. So these two organs are the ones for the wood element. The tissue in the body that goes with the wood element, there are actually two of them. One of them is tendons. So when a person has tendinitis, that means there is an imbalance in the wood element. More than likely, there is an imbalance in the liver energy. So correcting that and bringing the liver energy into better balance would make a huge difference. There are so many people who, you know, like tennis elbow and various things like this. And when they're treated separate from the element, often it will take a much longer time to heal. The sense organ is the eyes. And when I first was introduced to this chart, the traditional Chinese medicine, I all of a sudden I had a phrase flash in my awareness that, and the phrase was blind rage. And I thought to myself, oh my goodness, this is a phrase that I'm familiar with from Western culture. And we don't have this long, long tradition of five elements. But even in Western culture, there is an awareness that there is a connection between the eyes and the wood element, because the unbalanced emotion is anger. So if a person experiences blind rage, it is an absolute example of the wood element being very, very much out of balance. When I was teaching school, there was one of the teachers on the staff who usually was very, very good-natured. But there was an occasion when this particular teacher became so angry, just almost consumed by anger. And it was so amazing to me because that person's eyesight was affected. Their eyesight became blurry. It was hard for them to be able to read what was in front of them. Glasses didn't help. I thought, oh, wow. They were not open to the idea of acupuncture or traditional Chinese medicine. That just was not part of the conversation. But as I observed what was going on, it was so dramatic, and it was such a powerful example of the wisdom connected with traditional Chinese medicine and with the teachings regarding the five elements. And what I'm sharing with you is just the tiniest, tiniest, tiniest little bit. You know, 5,000 years of wisdom cannot be summarized in one Blog Talk Radio program or one chart, but you can get a little tiny hint and some guidance. As I've mentioned, the unbalanced emotion is anger. The balanced emotion is patience. The finger associated with the wood element is the index finger. And just think about it. If somebody is scolding another person, what do they do very often? They will shake their index finger. Probably when we were little, someone, probably more than one person, but at least one person probably scolded us and shook their index finger as they were scolding us. So these are the main aspects of the wood element that I want to share with you. So today, when we are chanting love, peace, and harmony, bring one or another of those aspects to your awareness for yourself. And then also bring an aspect of Mother Earth. And it could be so simple as just to think of all the plants on Mother Earth, because that definitely would go along with wood. And as we are chanting, to ask that love, peace, and harmony would radiate fully in whatever aspect of the wood element that you are requesting for yourself, and that love, peace, and harmony would radiate fully for all of the plant life on Mother Earth. And there are some aspects of plant life that really, really, really need lots and lots of love, peace, and harmony radiating. And what I'm seeing right now is all the areas on Mother Earth where, I'm not sure what it's called, but all the trees are cut down from an entire hillside or entire side of the mountain, and you only see the stumps. It's like it's stripped. I'm also seeing parts of the Amazon River Basin with the parts of the rainforest that has been cut down. And I'm also seeing urban forests where people have planted trees and bushes and shrubberies in the cities to bring greenery to the cities. And that helps to balance what is taking place in the city. So as we are chanting love, peace, and harmony, please keep all of these in your awareness. And we will use the four powers of Master Shah. The first one is body power. So please sit straight. Gently tuck your chin. Put both feet flat on the floor. And have your heels touching if it's possible, or at least have them as close together as you can get them. Wonderful. Put both hands below your navel. Where you put your hands is where the light will go. You want to be grounded, centered, so that's body power. The next one we're going to do is mind power, which is creative visualization. So please focus on the area of your body, the space called the zhong, Z-H-O-N-G, and that's from your waist to the base of your body, and it's the back half of your body. Visualize golden light radiating. You might even see it rotating. Whatever happens is fine. And where you have your focus is where the light will go. The sound power is going to be the song, Love, Peace, and Harmony. And we'll sing it first the soul language, then Chinese, then English. And the say hello greeting is to say hello to inner and outer souls. Please repeat after me. Dear soul, mind, and body of love, peace, and harmony, I love you, thank you, honor you, appreciate you. Please give a healing blessing to my whatever it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So you can name something and then also name an aspect of the wood element. Dear soul, mind, and body of love, peace, and harmony, downloaded to all souls in all universes, I love you, thank you, honor you, appreciate you. Please turn on and radiate in a special way in, and then name one aspect of Mother Earth. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Dear Oneling, please come and sing with us together. And there are a quadrillion saints assigned to love, peace, and harmony. So, dear quadrillion saints, please come and sing with us together. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Shang I Ping.
goodness, I looked at the clock, and I think I talked a little bit longer than usual, so we probably only have time for one caller. So let's see. The caller whose number ends with 6194, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. And if you are speaking, you have yourself on mute. Okay, so let me go to another caller. This number ends with 3883.
Well, hello, Master Marilyn.
Oh, hello. I think I recognize his voice.
Yeah, Victoria in Napa.
Yes, welcome.
Well, thank you so much. I really enjoyed this, and I was thinking of so many places with woods and trees and forests, and I was thinking of the clear-cutting that you had mentioned.
Clear-cutting, that's the phrase. I could not remember it. Yeah.
I was. What came to mind mostly was besides the Amazon and there, but in Indonesia, you know, they're cutting the trees so they can plant palm to make palm oil. Palm trees, but they are ruining the habitat of the orangutan. So they're replacing the trees with other trees, and that's really causing a lot of imbalance there, and I feel so sad for the orangutans because they're really, really affected.
Do you know, I read about, I think it's a forest fire in Indonesia.
Oh.
That has started, that has been going on for just the longest time. But it's all related to what has happened with the natural vegetation no longer being, no longer growing, actually. And as you say, being replaced. Let me see. Yeah. Indonesia has struggled for years to contain forest fires, especially in the island of Sumatra.
Oh.
September 2014, Indonesia ratified the agreement on haze pollution. But they've got this enormous forest fire that has taken place and continues to take place. Yeah, it's really amazing. It's the whole length of Indonesia.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? And it's been going on since July.
I wasn't aware of that. I do know that often the people who own the land will just set fire to it as an easier way. I don't know if that's part of it, but whatever it is, it's really quite devastating, isn't it? And I feel so bad because, it's more than orangutans who are on the verge of extinction, but also, you know, all the others, the insects, the birds, and other four-legged animals that might be there.
Yeah.
They have nowhere to go.
Exactly. And sometimes people don't have, you know, people who, that's their total area where they have their home. Everything exists in that one particular area, and when it's gone, they really don't have another place to relocate. Here we're so accustomed to moving around a lot because the jobs that people have sometimes require it, but they absolutely allow for that. But in some parts of the world, that's not so true. So healing the wood element would be absolutely an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're chanting, there was such a gratitude from various parts of Mother Earth that we had asked love, peace, and harmony to radiate in a special way. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm happy to hear that.
Thank you so much, Victoria. This was lovely. And as always, I'm surprised at the end of the half hour, but it really has come. The half hour is ended. So we'll be back again next week at the same time. Until then, may your life be filled with an abundance of love, peace, and harmony. Love you, love you, love you. Bye-bye.